Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:30 British Summer Time. Well, this is an interesting day, and I'm going to kick this off with the stock markets, because the Dow is currently down over just over 1%. The S&P is down 10 at 1163, and the Nasdaq Composite is down 1.25% at 1949. So, of the three signals that we said that we needed to see before we could say that this stock market rally was going to move into its going to move from either a going up or ranging period to going down, well, one of them has come to pass. One is right on the borderline, and one is nowhere near. So, first of those, the Nasdaq has made a new low. So that is our indicator that the perception of risk for the market has gone up, that investors are not really in the market to take on more risk. The S&P is right at its lows, that being the leader in this predictable rally over the last 2 years within the overall secular bear trend. The secular bear trend being a generational long period of PE ratio contraction. Well, with the S&P right here at the lows, if we do see it breaking down, that would be another signal to us that the leader has broken out of its top formation and that we are moving into a down leg. But the strength of that down leg is completely dependent on the strength of treasuries, which are our barometer for the state of global liquidity, and currently treasuries are really very steady. They've pretty much been holding at 212.19 all day. Now they're down a little, they're down 2 points at 212.17 as I speak, but they have been quite a bit higher. They've been almost up to 13. As long as we see the treasury steady, while we may well see lower lows on the stock markets, we're not going to see any kind of stock market rout. At least the likelihood is that we're not going to see that. If we do see treasuries weaken, that is going to put additional selling pressure on the equities, because it would be an indication that global liquidity is getting tightened back in. But is this a time to panic? No, not at all. This was a fairly predictable move. And just a note, a word of caution that I got from Peter Bennett today, which is a really an interesting piece of news, and I put it in the comment of the day, that today is the last day of the year for US investors to make tax returns, so there could very well be some selling going on here to raise cash. If that is the case, it's not at all unlikely that we might see a little bit of a rally over the next couple of days before we then see a fall off and lower lows. But this is still only halfway through the New York trading session, so there's all to play for yet, and we may well see a rally. But we will definitely we'll see what that looks like later on in the session. Now, moving over to Asia, and Australia didn't have a particularly good day, and that was pretty much led on the downside by BHP Billiton, which came down quite a bit yesterday. So it closed down and at 4,082. That's not a new low, but it is reasonably close, and it's broken through that little bit of support that was there at 4,100. There hasn't been any dynamic on the upside, and this Australian market, which had been so remarkably consistent all the way up from August, it lost its uptrend consistency back in March. It's been more or less drifting sideways for most of this month, the last 2 or 3 weeks, and you had that little bit of a downward dynamic last night. So chances are that that is pretty much the top in Australia. If it's not the top, it's definitely very, very close to it. It's very unlikely we're going to see that go back to the highs. And the same goes for New Zealand. You don't have that dynamic on the downside for New Zealand, but it has been very dead cattish looking. It hasn't made a new low, but very close. And again, that does look like the end for New Zealand, at least in the short to medium term. It's in the very long term. Again, we are in a secular bear trend, but this could be, quite a lengthy process, and it could very well continue to range for a while. It's a little too early to say just yet. Then in Japan closed down on the day, down 74 at 11,563, but it was considerably off the lows. Just mistyped, excuse me. Considerably off the lows. The low of the day, which was a new medium-term low, was at 11,478. So that could be showing us that there is a little bit of support coming in this area, because it is quite a significant tail, and you do have a bit of a tail too coming in on the second section, which was also down, I think it was about 5 or 6 points today. I'm just pulling up the chart now. Excuse me. And I am continuing to mistype. Pardon me. The second section was down 33 at 35.26, but again, that was well off the low, which was at 35.08. So there might be a little bit of support coming in here, but of course, with the weakness in the US markets today, that support might evaporate overnight. We'll have to see what happens, but it does look like that this is, at least in the short term, going down in Japan. Now moving across to Europe, and there's a couple of markets continue to make new highs today. The OMX was one of them. Actually, sorry, that was the only one of them. And these European markets have been holding up remarkably well. But of course, the thing to bear in mind with the European markets is that they have lost momentum. That while they have been some of them making intermittent new highs, that they have lost upside momentum. They're not going up at the same speed that they had been going up until the last couple of weeks, last 3 or 4 weeks, excuse me. So what that is really telling us is that, we are coming very much into the end game here for all stock markets. And while Europe has really performed on a relative basis by far the best, but in absolute terms, momentum has been lost. And I don't think anybody really believes that Europe has decoupled from the US. So if we do see weakness in the US and lower lows creeping in, well, it's almost certain that that is also going to happen in Europe. If that is the case, and we do see continued weakness through today into tomorrow and the day after in the US markets, then some of these elevated European markets turn into good shorting opportunities, particularly things like the CAC, the S&P MIB, and the OMX. But that's something not really for today, but for a couple of days' time when we have a confirmation that we're entering more of a downtrending phase in the US. Now, as regards the metals, and a lot of these metals, they were very, very weak in early trading this morning, and they are all still down. Copper in the US was as low as 141. It's currently at 142.50, but that's still down nearly $3.50 from the open. So that's another downward, quite a strong down day today, but quite a bit off the lows. It has broken through that short-term support that identified yesterday, so it has opened the way down to the higher lows. Provided all of these metals maintain their higher lows, they're still in an uptrend, and they're leaving room open to rally back up on the upside as soon as this dollar rally is over. However, if they do break the progression of higher lows, that's really not very good news. And they could go down or to sideways for another 3 or 4 months. Of course, if they do come down and come down significantly, they're going to be screaming buys when they start to turn around again. Again, that's just the possibility, and it's not something that we can really bet on at the moment because none of these higher lows, the progression of higher lows, have been broken, but it is something that we need to be aware of. Now, I'll just go through all of the different metals. Tin is currently sitting at 8,000 on the 3 month, that's down 50, but well off the lows, and there definitely seems to be some support creeping in there at the 8,000 level. Zinc, which is the only one of them that is not in a backwardation, it's in a contango, that is down at 1260. That's another dynamic, but it is well off the lows, but there's not a lot of support creeping in there until we see 1200. And because it is in that contango, it is telling us that there's not that demand out there for the metal. Aluminium is also down. It's down 36 at 1860. Again, that's off the lows, which were just under 1850. But support really starting to creep in there between 1800 and 1850. And those are also, it's around the 1800 level that it would have to break if we were going to break that progression of rising lows. Lead, which really was down an awful lot this morning, it was the low of the day on the 3 month was at 891, so well below 900, but it's at 918 at the moment, so rallied right up. It's almost right back up to the open. So it's quite a strong reversal there in lead, but it's not up on the day yet. So we'll really have to see what's happening, but it is starting to come back into an area of support around 900. Nickel is the only one of these metals that's actually up today, and nickel is up 220. It's at 15,420. There is quite a big backwardation on nickel. It's currently sitting at $222, and that did rally from 15,000. That was pretty close to the low yesterday, and it was the low today. It's rallied up $420 from the lows today. So that's relatively good news on nickel, but by no means out of the woods yet. This is quite a big reversal in a lot of these metals. So the things that we're really looking for is, ideally, it would be great if they came right back to support at the progression of higher lows and then rallied up. They would be great buys from there. If they break the progression of higher lows, that's going to be a real signal to us that the long term, the medium to long term trend is in jeopardy in the short term. So it is really a wait and see game, but this is very much white knuckle riding for anyone who's long. So they're definitely well worth watching. But while this is not a bungee jump compared to some of the things like we saw, for example, on the nickel chart back in October, where it can fall nearly $2,000 or $3,000 in a day, that's not the kind of thing we're seeing here. This is really more of a bit of a shakeout in the overall bull trend. So there is a chance that some of these will start to rally up from this area or perhaps a bit lower. Again, it's all attached to the dollar index or to the rally in the dollar. And that has had a very, very good day today. The dollar index is currently sitting at 85.07, which is a little bit off the highs. But in the short term, it has made a new high. It rallied up from 84 over the last couple of days. It's starting to pressure the highs in February, and it's up 2/3 of a point today, so that is looking quite good. Just versus some of the other currencies, it's up against the yen. It's at 108.25, up almost 1 yen, and relative to the euro, it's also up. And the euro is down over a cent today. It's at 128.08. Again, that's pressuring the lows that were set in February. So what we were our possibility was that this could turn into more of a medium term rather than a short term rally. And That is becoming increasingly likely if we see it take out these lows that were, sorry, the highs that were made in February on the dollar index, then that would really signal to us that it could go that little bit higher. It has been trading for a while in this 80 to 85 range, and it could very well keep doing that. It could get up to 85 over the next couple of days to a week and come back down again. But one thing that we can say is that the dollar's rally is not over yet. With this dynamic today, it's starting to reassert its uptrend, so we need to be aware that it could rally up quite a bit more. And with regard to the metals, it's not just a factor of how much it rallies up, but for how long it stays up here. Both of those factors do have a downward influence on the metals. If we do see weakness coming into the dollar, then we're going to see these metals start to rally up again because a lot of them are still in backwardations. There's definitely demand out there for the metals. As regards gold, of course, gold is that much more correlated to the dollar. So gold is down $5 at the moment. It's at 428.90, and silver is down 16 cents at 710 on the July contract. So just going back to gold, I've pulled up the chart and there is some support there at 420, but if we see the dollar rally again tomorrow, that'll probably get broken. We're not going to see any real upside on the dollar or on silver until we see some dollar weakness. So it does appear, I'll just pull up the silver chart. Silver could well come back down and test the March low, in which case I think David would be that would trigger some of David's baby step buy orders. The low was at 687. It could very easily hit that. So the well, anyone who's baby stepping would be just praying for volatility, and it certainly looks like there's going to be plenty of that around in the foreseeable future. Now, just looking at oil on the front month, and there's a contango in oil of about $1.40, sorry, $1.60, excuse me. The front month got down to 49.75. That's the low of the day. It's currently near $51, so there's a quite a big tail on that candle. Having some support at 50 was pretty much the level that I would say the whole market was looking at, so not surprising it was going to rally from 50. It's much more of a question whether it's going to be able to maintain this, because that is quite a big contango. The second month also rallied. So with oil where it is at the moment, still elevated, but not at all certain whether it's going to stay up there. And with the excuse me, with the treasuries fairly steady, that does provide some support for the equity markets. So it's not at all, I mean, it's not something to really panic about in equities. Chances are that if they do come down, they'll come down at a steady pace as opposed to come down in with really big dynamics on the downside. With regard to JGBs and the treasuries, well, the treasuries are very steady. They're still sitting around the 1220s, 112.20s, and JGBs are pressuring the highs that were set back in late January, and they are coming definitely into a selling range up here. So, with all that in mind, I'll just want to go through just a couple of the other markets that posted some significant gains or losses today. So you had Korea, which really had a very bad day. Well, not a very bad day, it was a relatively weak day. Came right down to test the lows that were in March at 9.50. It's currently sitting at 9.53, down 27 on the day. Brazil is looking quite weak. It's down 3.5% at the moment, almost 1,000 points. It's at 25,146. Mexico is down 86 at 12,337. Of course, Mexico had that little bit of a key reversal, really a key that only the Conoscenti would would see last week. So it has shown a little bit more strength than Brazil, but Brazil is looking positively dangerous. But of course, that is of course in line with the metals, because it being a massive metals exporter. The HUI got hit quite badly, and that's down 8 at the moment at 182.75. So that has broken through the lows. It was testing the lows this yesterday. It went straight through the lows at the February lows at 190 today. So that's looks like it's reasserting its downtrend. And there's not really any support creeping in for a while, not until you hit 170, which was the low back in July. Again, that's really only tentative support. Sugar has had quite a bad day in here today as well. It's down 0.21. It's at 8.28, and that is really breaking out of that range between 8.50 and 9.50. It's broken out of that, so we're moving into at least in the short term lower prices. On the other hand, following that dynamic that we saw yesterday in the SET index in Thailand, it came up a couple of points today, and it closed at 698, just underneath 700. So that is pretty much unwinding. It had unwound its oversold condition and starting to rally up following those two dynamics we've seen since the beginning of April. So in the near term, that's probably one of the better looking ones. The KLCI in Malaysia, which has been really underperforming all of the other Asian markets for quite a while now, all the way since the middle of January, rallied up to test the 880 level, but it hasn't broken that downtrend by any stretch of the imagination, and it would need to put on some further gains to really look like it was going to break out of this 3 month downtrend. Then the last one is that I just wanted to quickly mention was orange juice, because orange juice posted a small key reversal yesterday and is up a little bit today. It has been coming down from the 100 level, which is obviously sort of a roundophobic number, and seems to have rallied a bit from 90. It's at 93.80 at the moment, which is up 10 cents. But with that little bit of a key reversal, the possibility is open for a test of 100 once again. Again, that key was no, by no means a dynamic on top of the key, only a very small key reversal, as David would say, a technical key. So that's just something to be aware of if you're long. And with that in mind, tomorrow is the big picture long term audio, and I look forward to giving you that tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.